This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. There aren't a lot of Thanksgiving songs. And you know why? Because Christmas is right around the corner. And it's bigger.
Oh, so they don't even bother making Thanksgiving
songs?
Yeah,
it's like, what are you going to do? Play it for 2 days? Thanksgiving is not celebrated for 2 weeks like Christmas is. So, and what stinks is Thanksgiving is great. Yeah, it doesn't stink. But, you know, it's kind of the junior varsity of the two because they're so close. You know how you go watch the junior high game sometimes before the high school game?
Yeah, it's on Thursdays.
And sometimes you have to decide for just one holiday. You wait and you only do Christmas and not Thanksgiving. But if you get to do both, you do both. So it's really cool because it's a junior varsity holiday, but it's still a holiday. As you can tell, I didn't have a lot of holiday love when I was a kid.
I'm trying
to shake it now.
I'm like, I love them both, but Christmas.
But if you had to pick one.
You're right, Christmas.
Christmas, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's varsity.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Amy, what is your favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Oh, sweet potatoes, candied yams, whatever people call it, different things. But the kind, the chunky kind, not the mashed kind, and marshmallows on top.
Eddie just asked me recently about sweet potato pie.
Yeah, because I've gotten sweet potato pie when I thought I was getting pumpkin pie.
They're very similar anyway. Not totally the same, but sweet potato pie is sweet-ish. Yeah. Textures.
Still has sugar.
Semi.
Looks the same.
But you didn't like it?
I know, I just got home and they're like, no, this is sweet potato pie. Like, we told you to get pumpkin pie.
You idiot.
Yeah.
They hit you.
Dummy.
Put you in the closet. What'd you do, take it back?
No, somebody ate it, but I didn't want to eat it because I like pumpkin pie with Cool Whip on top.
And you heard potato and pie and didn't like it?
Yeah, like cream cheese or whatever, cheesecake. I think of cream cheese. That's not sweet.
I think of cake. You know what's funny? I think of sweet pie. I leave out potato in my head.
Okay.
And then I think of cheese, cake. It's just cake.
Wow, that's crazy. I do the opposite.
Just
potato,
cheese and potato.
Veggie. Yes.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Eddie, your favorite side dish?
Oh, I'm going to have to go with the rolls. But the rolls that come.
What?
Yeah, the rolls that come like, they're not cooked yet. So you have to put them in the oven for like 15 minutes. Oh, with butter. That's my favorite part.
On Thanksgiving, your favorite side dish of all side dishes?
The roll.
I don't know if that's a side dish.
Well, I don't ever eat rolls with anything.
Okay.
Except Thanksgiving.
We're not hating. We are a little bit.
You're totally hating on me.
Yeah.
I like cranberry sauce.
What?
The ones in the can?
That's your favorite side?
Oh, I'm talking it up here. I like cranberry sauce because it's the only time really you eat it the whole year. It's not my favorite, but I think it's a good Thanksgiving day, like little side treat, garnish, because we never eat it any other time. But I'm going to go I'm going to get made fun of. Because I like mashed potatoes and white gravy, but I can have that anytime.
That's special on Thanksgiving.
At any Cracker Barrel. Favorite. I do get it all the time.
Yeah, you're not alone in that.
Okay, well, look, we're here. We're sort of here.
Yeah, we're here.
We're sort of, we're here right now.
That's the gravy.
I see you. We're sitting around dinner table right now, even though it's early in the morning. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. It is the Bobby Bones Show. It's that time of the morning. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. My family takes the holidays very seriously, and this year it's my turn to host Thanksgiving, and I am dreading it. My sister has already made a few jokes about my cooking and is bugging me about what I plan to make. It's driving me crazy. I've mostly held my tongue, but after she started sending me recipes, I finally snapped. I went off and basically told her that if she doesn't stop nagging me, she can stay home.
Oh my gosh. Dang.
And now it has caused a huge family feud. My mom said I should apologize because she was only trying to help, but I really don't think I did anything wrong. What do you think I should do? Signed, Jennifer. Well, here's the first thing I would say, Jennifer. I definitely wouldn't tell your sister she should stay home.
Mm-hmm.
It's Thanksgiving.
I mean,
like they say, sometimes you throw dirty rocks, and that's not a good rock. That's a dirty rock. They're like, hey, you just stay home. I think with the holidays, there's a lot of pressure.
I think it's funny that she's basically, what I'm hearing is that she's telling her sister, if you keep trying to help me, don't even come.
Yes, that's just fair, but I think that the help is coming in a very nagging, negative way.
It's okay to set boundaries.
But she even said she snapped, but then she said, I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, let me read that part of the email again. I went off and basically told her if she doesn't stop nagging me, she can stay home. Okay. First, Jennifer, let me say that it's tough. It's tough to have to plan for a holiday when people are coming to your house.
Stressful.
You do have every right to feel this way. You can even talk to your sister and say, hey, listen, I got this. And stop unless I ask for it because I'm stressed out in so many ways.
That's a healthy boundary to set. I would love for your help. But if you have anything you want to suggest, ask me first if I want to hear it.
Because I am really feeling stressed out.
Yes.
But you're in the wrong, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Can I go back to another part of the email that I feel like needs to be reflected on?
Yes.
Earlier in the email, she said, my sister has already made a few jokes about my cooking. Here's the root. The sister doesn't respect her.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So let's get to the root of this. It's not that she's sending you recipes. It's that she doesn't respect your cooking and doesn't think you can do it. I would be irritated about that, too. I would have a problem with somebody saying, I don't think you're good at this, so let me jump in here.
Yeah, but it's her sister.
I agree. Throw some bows. Get her out of the lane.
They've probably been doing this their whole life.
Make Thanksgiving and you don't have to do it again for a few years.
Right.
A couple of years ago, when I had you were there and there was 25 people at my house for Thanksgiving. I am thankful my sister was there because I was hosting and I had a plan and she kind of came in and took over the plan and actually made it better. Her cooking's better. I was going to do disposable dishes because 25 people. And my sister's like, absolutely not. Food tastes better on real plates. I'm like, fine. If you want to set out the real plates, you can help wash the dishes. But you can work together as a team and make it an amazing experience because that's one of my favorite Thanksgivings we've ever had.
Did your sister make a joke about your cooking, though?
Yeah.
Oh, she did.
They all do. They're they take bites of things. Did Amy make this?
Okay, so a little more. Let's get over the ego then.
Yeah.
Jennifer, we like you. We're glad you emailed us, but we can't really side with you on this one.
Mm-hmm. We can't.
It's stressful. We got you. Good job so far on accepting it and going, I'm going to take this on. Good for you. But now let people help and don't disinvite family members.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the mailbag. If you want to email us, Morgan, what do they do?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Happy Thanksgiving Day, everybody. So, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We're going to play the Happy Thanksgiving game with country artists. You just have to name the artist who is saying Happy Thanksgiving. Here you go.
Wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, boy.
Let me hear it. I don't know that one.
You don't?
Hold on.
Wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving.
I don't know it.
Come on.
Oh, come guys, on. Come on, guys.
Wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving.
Here, can I give you a hint?
Yes.
Backward hat?
Yeah.
I still don't get it.
Rock climbing.
Oh, that's Kip?
Yeah, that's Kip.
Do that again. Oh.
Wishing you a very happy Thanksgiving.
That's Kip Moore.
Yes.
We'll play that game next.
Are you playing?
No, I'm going to host it. Is there any, you want to do another one? Go ahead.
I hope y'all have a very happy Thanksgiving out there.
What?
Oh, got it.
I hope y'all have a very happy Thanksgiving out there.
Come on, guys.
Who says ver?
Trace Atkins?
No.
I
hope y'all have a very happy Thanksgiving
who?
Out there.
Randy Travis.
No.
Ray, who is that? Yeah, oh, Alan Jackson. Oh, that'd have been tough. Oh, wow. Knew how much that money all right, we'll play that game. Coming up next.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's Lainey Wilson. When I think about Thanksgiving, I think about that time that my aunt and my grandma at a family get-together got into a knockdown drag-out because somebody didn't do the dumplings right.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
Obviously, we all want you guys to have a very happy Thanksgiving. So I have a bunch of clips of country artists wishing people a happy Thanksgiving. Just name the country artist. Okay? Whoa. Clip number one is very easy. You don't even have to write it down. Here you go.
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's easy.
Easy as pie.
All right, 1, 2, 3.
Luke Bryan.
Nice.
Are they all going to be that easy?
No.
Oh.
They'll get a little harder as we go.
Okay.
Next up, name this one.
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, Amy's struggling already.
Really? Amy.
Come on, Amy.
Y'all are not?
No, it's easy as pie.
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Amy, who do you have?
Carrie Underwood.
Lunchbox?
Carrie Underwood.
What?
Eddie?
That's Carrie.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh. To get a little south,
Tennessee, honey. Next up, which country artist is wishing us happy Thanksgiving?
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Very aggressive.
Yeah, he comes hard, doesn't he?
Yeah, a little bit.
Amy?
Darius Rucker.
Lunchbox?
Darius Rucker.
Eddie?
Darius Rucker.
Nice. Ride me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Ride me, mama, anyway. Next up. Who is it?
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving. Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Amy?
Kane Brown.
Lunchbox?
I didn't write that down yet.
So then you got it wrong.
We played it three times.
I know, but at the end of the third clip, you already asked for answers.
Eddie?
Kane Brown. Have it written down, too.
Do we want to give that one to him or no?
No, he didn't even guess.
Well, I didn't have a chance to. I literally was like this, and then... Every day
here in this bed. All right, we'll let him keep going.
I'm thankful.
So he doesn't
that.
Get the point, but he keeps going.
No, he keeps going.
Okay.
Because if you miss it, you're eliminated.
Right.
All right, next up.
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm going to hear that again.
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Who's that, Amy?
I don't know. Jason Aldean?
Nope. Lunchbox?
That's the chief. Eric Church.
Eddie?
That's the chief.
I never know him because I don't ever hear him.
You know what? You get one free pass to stay in the game.
Okay. Oh, thank you. We rarely hear him talk.
So, Bones, does that mean I can get one wrong and I'm still in it?
Nah.
Not you.
Okay.
We're done with that game.
Okay, good. All the freebies are gone.
Next up.
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Can you name that country artists?
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, man, I don't know this one. We need that freebie.
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
You guys don't know who that is?
No.
Oh, that's a tough
wishing
one.
You a happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, I'm changing. I got it.
Like when she says wishing you, I feel like I know who it is, but when she says Thanksgiving, it doesn't sound like her.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's her, Amy.
Amy, who
you
have?
Wait.
No. You saw my answer.
I didn't see your answer. You changed, and so now...
Good thing you guys are so competitive. This is for a scholarship.
Play this one more time.
Is it?
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Say it one more time.
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Lunchbox, who do you have?
Well, I had Kacey Musgraves, crossed her out, and I went with Maren Morris.
Yeah, he saw my
answer.
I did not see your
answer.
Eddie?
I have Maren Morris.
You think you saw your answer?
Yes, absolutely.
Amy?
Dang it. Miranda Lambert.
Oh, no, that's not it.
That was my first guess.
Okay, it's Miriam Morris. Let's do another one. Name this one.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Amy, you're out. You can put your pen down.
Yeah.
Amy's dialed in.
You're
there.
Still writing. Amy.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And I know it.
Of Amy, course.
You have to write something. Oh. Lunch.
Eddie.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Don't be mad because I'm getting things right, Eddie.
Lunchbox.
It's Dirks Bentley.
Eddie?
Dirks.
Nice.
I'm getting drunk on a plane.
All right, next one.
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Woo! I love that one.
Mm-hmm. Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
All right.
You got it?
Yeah, Eddie, you want to see my answer?
Nope.
Lunch, what do you have?
George Strait.
Eddie?
George Strait.
Wow.
The hostility from my left is just unreal. Like, I don't know where it's coming from.
Because, I mean, I'm convinced he cheated.
Off of Kane Brown?
Yes.
Yeah.
And, no, Maren Morris. No, Maren Morris. Look at my answer.
Eddie, I will swear on everything I own, I did not see your answer. When Amy said, oh, it sounds like her, but when she says it, it's different, it changed my mind.
Okay.
Hey, so sudden death now, guys?
Okay.
If he wins, I'm going to be...
I've had enough of you two.
Yeah.
So we're going to play it. Buzz in with your name.
Okay.
Ready? Here we go.
Wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Eddie. That is Luke Combs.
Correct.
Yeah! Yeah! Take that!
Take that!
Wishing you, Lunchbox, a happy Thanksgiving.
Take that!
Woo!
Had it. Yeah. And we have a thou thou.
What do you think about that, Eddie?
Oh, Buzz, that's great. That's what I needed for Thanksgiving.
I'm wishing you a happy Thanksgiving.
Because the one thing I hate is when people cheat, you know, and then they rub it in your face. And, dude, you know what?
There was no cheating whatsoever. I don't cheat to win.
Okay.
I don't need to cheat to win.
Fun game, Bones. Thank you.
All I know is I hear that George Strait clip, and I'm like, man, if we could have had this job 25 years ago.
Well, then we'd be...
Then we'd be 90.
Dead. Yeah, we'd be dead.
Yeah.
And he was like, if we could just be about to die, this would be amazing.
Or if George was still in it and wanting to come in like Garth, you know?
But George doesn't live here.
I know.
But you know what? I make fun of you, but I think about that with Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Like, I wish he was coming in on Friday.
You know how I do that with?
Look who we get to interact with, and we missed the George Strait boat.
Yeah.
For me, it's like if King Tut were only around.
Wow, see, that's what I'm saying.
Now you're making fun of us.
I mean, at least the George thing was realistic.
No, but if I could just have 5 minutes with Genghis Khan.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I want to talk about this group because I really love what they're doing. Peace of Mind Dog Rescue is a nonprofit, and their whole deal is to be a resource to senior people and to senior dogs. So they're in Pacific Grove, California. They work with seniors who need to forfeit their animals because, well, sometimes they can't keep up with them, or they're ill, or the animal's ill. And so they take them, they do all the stuff, all the health stuff, and then the dog is, while they take care of them, still with the senior some. They're still with their animal, but they take care of them, make sure the animal gets to be with them. And then if anything happens to the person, they make sure the dog is put in a good place. Like they keep them with the elderly person so they can still have their dog even though they can't take care of them. And then if something happens, they make sure the dog goes and is in a good home. So I thought that was a pretty cool idea. I don't think I would think of that when it comes to animals. And
no, I love that because for elderly, that's their companion. That might be keeping them here longer. Having that
That's
relationship.
That's a good point, too.
Yeah.
When we were in Tulsa, they had a commercial come on, and it was a funeral home for just animals. And they were like, here at this, we'll call it Purr and Die, come and put your dog in, a cat in, and you have your animal funeral here.
Oh,
now, Purr and Die would be a terrible name for it.
Very.
Yeah, it'd be awful, actually. But I had not seen that before, and I thought that's a pretty good idea because people love their animals.
Yeah.
And
I hear cha-ching.
Yeah, I hear that too. So anyway, I'm starting one. I got one in like 3 weeks. But I was like, dang, that's an idea I wouldn't have thought of. That I think a lot of people are probably happy that one of those things exists. So anyway, that organization's pretty great. Wanted to share it with you guys. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's Maren Morris. One of my favorite Thanksgiving memories is probably going to the Hill Country in Texas. It's like the one part of that state that has some like landscape, and we just go out there and ride four-wheelers and bring the dogs and build campfires, and it just feels very homey, and we try to do that every year, and it's one of my favorite things with my family, and the food is really good. It's kind of Tex-Mex vibes.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
Hope everybody has a good, happy Thanksgiving. You do what you do. You spend time with your family or your friends. Sometimes holidays can be hard. Like, I get it. I hope you get out of it and you get to the other side. You will be okay either way. I promise you. That being said, I always get mad at myself because I don't plan to get so full that it makes me feel physically uncomfortable. Where I don't like, it's just like this. Oh, why did I do that? You ever do that? You ever question yourself after you eat?
You're just
like,
every time.
Why did I do it? Why? And it's good. And while you're like, okay, I can do a little more. I can do a little more. But I think I feel more uncomfortable. Like, I feel worse after I eat so much than any joy I got while eating. Yet I don't stop.
Is the thought process like, oh, I'm not going to have this again, so I better eat it all now?
No.
The thought process, it's there, so let's eat.
Yeah, there's no thought process.
And if it stays there near me, I'm going to eat it.
Right.
I wish they would. I could eat my food, and then all of a sudden, like a big horse just pees on all of it.
What?
That way you can't eat it.
No.
Oh, that's pretty gross.
Why does it have to be a big horse pee on it? Why can't you just spray it with Windex?
You could, but that's natural. Horses got to pee anyway. So just something to make, because I can't, I'll eat, and then I will just be like, oh, I hate me for a few minutes, or for a night, too. And I wake up the next morning, and they're going to have a night, they make a nice breakfast, and I'm still full.
That's what Tums are for.
And I'm like, I'm so stupid, is what I tell myself. I'm so stupid. Here are some food myths.
Okay.
The turkey makes you tired. So here's the deal. That tryptophan, not really a thing.
What?
Because you need, according to the science, you need about 4 pounds of turkey for it to actually affect you. What's actually happening could happen at any time with any meal, that you're eating so much that you just get sleepy because of your blood sugar.
Oh.
So if you were to go out for lunch today and have 6 Subway sandwiches, you know what? You're going to feel sleepy. And there ain't no tryptophan. So tryptophan does actually do that, but they said it's 4 pounds. You can eat 4 pounds of turkey. So that's that. Number two, canned pumpkin is less nutritious than fresh. But who's getting fresh pumpkin?
Yeah.
Who in the Martha Stewart world is? Yeah, don't pressure yourself to have to get fresh pumpkin. You ever had fresh pumpkin pie? Because I haven't.
Nope. No.
Not that I know of.
Is that even a thing?
I mean, the one you buy at the store, that's not fresh?
It's probably made with pureed pumpkin from a can.
Well, then no.
Oh, sign me up. That's what I like.
They want us to go get a pumpkin and dig it out and puree it and boil it.
Cranberries need a ton of added sugar to taste good because they are just so tart. I love cranberry sauce. I'll eat it from a can. I'll eat it from, I guess I don't have fresh cranberries either. Not sauce. I've had cranberries. I've had cranberry juice.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, cranberry. I had what do you call those infections?
Urine.
UTI?
Yeah.
Urinary tract.
Yeah. And it felt like I had to pee all the time.
Yeah.
So I had to drink a bunch of cranberry juice. But that ain't this.
You really had one of those?
Mm-hmm.
Guys can get that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Whoa, sorry.
Sorry. I mean, I don't know why you just thought it was exclusive to women.
I don't even know why I got it.
I've never heard of a dude say I had a urinary tract infection. That's embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh. Like, my dad, if you don't get it treated, like, you can start to hallucinate.
What?
I'm not hallucinating right now. This isn't a simulation.
No, because one time my dad was like having some weird episode and we went to the hospital and they're like, oh, it's probably a UTI. And sure enough, it was, but it was just untreated.
And then post-meal is the best time to take a nap. So hit it up. Lying down can lead to digestive issues like heartburn and acid reflux. Oh, it's the worst time to take a nap.
The worst time. I think the thing to do after you is take a little walk.
No, I like to take a little nap. I'm just trying to convince myself. It's the best thing to take a nap. Yeah, they say it's the worst thing because it can lead to digestive issues. Well, good luck, everybody. I hope you guys all crush Thanksgiving and you have a great time or not. But come back safely on Monday because we'll be back then as well. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, from the Bobby Bone Show.
This is the Bobby Bone Show.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Taylor Swift has been voted Pennsylvania's top music star. So each state apparently has someone that's a top music star. California has the Beach Boys. Connecticut has John Mayer. Hawaii has Bruno Mars. Oh. Maryland, Toni Braxton. How about Minnesota?
Prince.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Boom.
I know that.
How about Nevada?
That guy, Newton.
Wayne Newton. I don't think he's from there, though.
Oh.
The Killers.
Oh, yeah, Vegas.
The Killers. New York.
Sinatra.
Think about this.
No.
Jay-Z.
Loss.
New York is interesting. Oh. And I wonder if they have to be alive.
Prince is not alive.
True, true, because this person's alive in New York.
Okay.
Jenny from the Block.
No, Jennifer Lopez. Is she from New York?
Yeah, man.
The Bronx.
Southside Bronx. Okay. Yeah. No, not her. This person is very New York and Italian.
The Boss.
No.
Oh,
he's from New Jersey.
He's from New Jersey. Jersey.
Oh.
And sing songs about
Fly Me to the Moon.
I like that, Amy Cole.
What's
his name? Sinatra?
Billy Joel.
Ah, Billy Joel. Mm-hmm.
And Tennessee. And then we'll do ours. Tennessee.
Oh, Justin Timberlake.
No.
Wow. No.
Tennessee's an easy
Elvis?
One you're missing.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton. Elvis from Mississippi.
Isn't that Tennessee, though?
No.
Oh. Memphis.
Get her out of here.
Memphis,
get her
Tennessee. Out of here. No, Mississippi. Oh, I thought you said Memphis.
Okay.
I was like, wait, what? Okay, Memphis,
okay,
Tennessee?
Okay. I was like, hey,
I'm not that bad at geography.
Tennessee. You were like, but Mississippi, that's Tennessee, right?
Oh.
Oh, she was like, oh,
Kansas State was about
to
take
her degree. No, I thought you said Memphis, no. I swear.
Yeah, the president of Kansas State's on the phone. around the room, the biggest in your state. I will go first, being from Arkansas, born and raised. Here is...
I fell into a burning
if I were to give it away, it would be Johnny Cash. And I don't really think there's... I mean, there are... Like, Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn was born in Arkansas, but he kind of claims Oklahoma, Texas, all of that. But still, that's not Johnny Cash, you know? So I'm going Arkansas, Johnny Cash. We've got three Texans... Like, in the room. Amy, who would you put?
Yeah, born and raised Austin, Texas, and I got to go with my boy, George Strait.
Did you guys do George Strait?
No.
Oh. Eddie.
Look, I thought about doing George Strait, but come on. Back in the 60s, this guy lived in Nashville. He dominated Nashville, but he said, you know what? I'm going to braid my hair, and I'm going to move to Texas, and Texas is going to be my home state, and Willie Nelson is the guy from Texas.
Oh.
Just can't wait to get off. Where was Willie born?
Who knows?
Well, that to me, that's a big part of it.
Mississippi, yeah, like, Tennessee.
George was,
Abbott,
you
Texas.
Have to be,
okay.
No,
there
Abbott, Texas.
Go. There you go.
So I moved back to Texas.
But I mean, you think Texas, you think Willie.
I agree. Completely agree. And I think Willie is as equal to George in that. Lunchbox?
Oh, when you think of Texas, this girl jams. Beyonce. I mean, she is massive.
More than George Strait?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
Okay.
That's like, an I opinion. Like George Strait, but Beyonce to me just screams Texas.
BK is from Texas.
Yes. That's an opinion.
Houston, right?
Yeah, that's an opinion.
Yeah, H-Town.
That's an opinion. Raymundo, you represent?
Michigan.
And the artist is?
Eminem. He's 8 Mile Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
From Michigan, though, you guys have Bob Seger.
Oh, wow.
Kid Rock.
I thought he was going to go Kid.
I did, too.
Motown, but I wonder how many of those guys are from.
Mm-hmm.
Because if some of the Motown guys are, I think you got like some of the big ones.
Motown.
It's not a guy. It's not Jim Motown. No, it's a whole like label.
No, but I'm thinking that song, Motown Philly, back again.
Yeah, like Marvin Gaye. Not from. I don't think from Michigan, but like Marvin Gaye, Diana Ross, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder. All those guys are Motown artists.
Okay.
So Eminem.
Yep.
Okay, Morgan. What do you have? From Kansas.
I struggled with this because there's kind of two really big ones. Martina McBride is one of them. Mm-hmm. She's from Sharon, Kansas. But then there's a whole band that's literally named after the state, and they're from Topeka, Kansas, and they're called Kansas.
I'd still go Martina.
Really?
Over the band Kansas. Same.
Man, but they named their band Kansas.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Oh, it doesn't?
I mean.
Oh, that was all commitment right there.
Yeah, I went with Martina McBride mostly because I knew all of her songs. I only know a few Kansas songs.
Melissa Etheridge is from Kansas. Does that matter to anybody?
She sings what?
Come to my window.
I'll be home soon.
I'll be home. I'm coming home.
Yeah.
Other Kansas musicians. Steve Walsh.
Oh. I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
Janelle Monae is
Joe
there.
Walsh. Who's Steve Walsh?
Steve Walsh.
Who's that?
His cousin.
Huh.
You know who Janelle Monae is?
Of course I do.
Yeah, she's from Kansas City. That was one.
Okay.
She's the little model girl? No, JonBenet. JonBenet Ramsey.
You're jump.
Eddie, what
my
are
bad.
You?
Oh, my bad.
That's Colorado.
Eddie.
Bleep that.
I don't even like hearing you say little model girl.
Well, she was, right?
When you say like JonBenet Ramsey.
Okay. She's a pageant.
Okay, move on.
Pageant
there's always girl. There's always a mood killer move in the on. Room. And now Scuba Steve didn't get to do his from Florida because you
no,
you
we can
confused
change
Janelle Monae, the great singer, to JonBenet Ramsey.
No, we can change the mood back by letting Steve go.
Good point.
Yeah.
Will you look up Steve Walsh, by the way?
Find out who that is.
I want to hear who's from Florida.
Scuba Steve, please take us out on a high note. You're from Florida.
Yeah, we have a lot of talented shoes from Florida.
Florida. Florida. Florida.
Florida, Georgia line.
I thought about that, but in a similar vibe, I'm going with Kodak Black.
What?
Pompano Beach.
I thought you were going to do Mr. 305.
Wait, there are real people from Florida.
Yes. Not, Jimmy Buffett.
Is this like you have to live there to get it?
Yeah, this is like the vibe of Florida for the last several years.
Most of all time?
I mean, of all time, Tom Petty for sure.
Yeah,
but Tom Petty. That's what you're supposed to pick. Of but, all time.
I picked Johnny Cash. He's not playing Friday night at the amphitheater. He's all time. He's dead.
Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, all right.
Tom Petty, Gloria Estefan.
Oh, wow.
Jim Morrison from the Doors.
Ray Charles.
Oh.
Leonard Skinner.
Scuba goes Kodak Black.
I don't even know who that
that's
is.
That's my world.
Flow right up. Flow right up. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show. I don't know why you are. Maybe we are your family. we're okay with that.
Yeah.
We're okay with that. Here's a voicemail we got last night from Barbie in Oklahoma.
I just have a question for Bobby. What happened to the Meunier? Yay, it's Monday. Yay, Meunier. Where'd it go? What happened? You were like really pushing it, and then what happened? I need the Meunier back.
I just felt lame. It caught up with me. I might bring it back. I'm not too good to do lame things, but it felt a bit forced. No, maybe there's a reason no one ever calls it Meunier, because it sucks.
Exactly.
Yeah, we tried.
But I'm trying. Here's another voicemail.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, morning studio, station bathroom. Sometimes I go in there and the men's bathroom is occupied, so I'll just go run in and use the women's bathroom. Now, they are single bathrooms, so there's no one else in there, and I can lock the door behind me. Wondering what your thoughts are on that. Thanks. Big fan of the show.
I'm cool with it. If it's a single stall, I'm cool with it, especially if you really have to go. If you can hold it for a minute, hold it for a minute. But if you can't, it's okay as long as the door can lock and there's no chance of a woman walking in on you or you walking in on her. But I'm totally down. I'm totally cool. I've done it too. One more. Jack in Colorado Springs.
I would like to leave a morning corny for Amy's morning corny. What did the turkey say to the farmer? Why is there nothing on my calendar past November? Thank you for letting me leave this message. Love the show. Been listening to it for a couple years now. Thanks. Hope you use it.
That's okay. Funny.
That was a good one.
That
was like the winner of Thanksgiving.
You don't have to laugh so hard. I thought it was
that's
funny,
the best
too.
One. It's the best one we've heard in a month.
Okay. Well,
right?
I agree. It was really good. I kind of was bummed I hadn't thought of it, but.
Well, you don't write yours. I'm sure he didn't write that one.
Some I do.
Very rarely.
Very rarely. Sometimes I rewrite.
Okay. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a girl just had her wisdom teeth out. She's 22 years old, has been a loyal Taylor Swift follower for years. So naturally, while she's all drugged up, she went on a 3-minute rant about Taylor Swift.
I stood there, Mom, when everyone hated Taylor Swift, and I said she does not deserve it. And I'm so upset because I will never see her in the concert venue.
Why do you think you will never see her?
It's so expensive. It's not her fault. I know it's not her fault. She does not pick her concert prices because the industry is corrupt like that.
Did Taylor reach out to her?
I don't know. I sure hope so. I mean, let's get this girl some tickets. And then she even went on talking about how the industry is going to shun Taylor for being over 30 years old. And yeah, she had like a lot of thoughts in the 3-minute clip.
Oh, well, good for her. She had a lot to say. I'm glad she said it. Okay, what else?
So, Eddie, you're frying a turkey for Thanksgiving, right?
That's right.
Okay, well, do you know the number one rule for frying a turkey?
I don't.
Okay, well, to stay safe, Tracy Lawrence is out talking about it because he's a big, you know, turkey fry guy. And he said you have to make sure that the turkey is completely thawed out. If there's any ice, which, Eddie, I know yours is frozen in Bobby's freezer, when ice hits the hot grease, it will absolutely explode, and that's how you burn your house down.
Okay, I'll write that down.
Oh, he went right to burn your house down. It wasn't like that's where there'll be a small flame. He went, that's where you'll burn the house. The Great Chicago Fire. Yes.
Yeah, no, okay. It says, like he said, quote, that's how you burn your house down. And he said, whatever you do, do not set your fryer on your porch, especially if you have a wood deck. Move the fryer away from your house. So, and he's fried over 6,400 turkeys since he launched this big concert event that he does, so he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, every year at Thanksgiving, he does a massive give back campaign. What else?
All right, so since we just talked about frying a turkey, I will say that crabs, octopus, and lobsters have been added to a list that people are saying, hey, they feel pain, and we need to recognize that. So now they're in an animal welfare bill.
Oh. Yeah, I won't eat octopus. I don't care how fancy of a place that we're at. If there's octopus, after watching my octopus teacher, no chance. But it's also why I don't watch those documentaries on cows, because I don't have to stop eating beef. I know that, so I avoid them.
Yeah. I never watched the octopus thing you're talking about. Say the name again, because I want to watch it.
My octopus teacher. And you realize octopuses, I don't know. But you realize that these things are wildly smart. As smart as us, basically. They just live in a different part of the world.
Hey, real quick, I just thought of something I saw the other day. What do you get when you cross a turkey with an octopus?
What?
Enough drumsticks for the whole table. Get it?
A turkey with an octopus, yes, enough drumsticks for the whole table.
It's like eight legs.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, eight legs. Normally, you just have two turkey legs on a turkey. But if you,
it took a while.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. All right. I'm Amy.
Is that it?
Yes. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news
with producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Melissa Servitz, she lives in Florida, and she's a teacher, but that's not what makes her awesome. Since 2015, she got certified to be a foster mom. She's single, no husband. And since then, she has fostered over 60 children.
Wow.
That's amazing. And out of those 60, Jane, Destiny, Matthew, Emerson, their sibling group of four, they now are adopted. They live with her. And so here she is talking about how awesome and why she loves to be a foster mom.
You feel that your love is so abundant that you want to give back to the community. We have so many children who need safe, loving homes. And my hope is that every child who needs a loving home gets one.
It's wonderful she got to keep the kids together that were siblings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know that was important to you and your wife.
Yes, and they were all separate during her foster period. Like, so two of them came earlier on, and then she kind of knew of them. She had to send them back, and then she heard of the other siblings. And then she kind of eventually got them together, did the adoption, and now they're permanently there.
If you're new to this show, Eddie two of his sons were once two foster children.
Yeah.
You got one, and then they were like, hey, his brother, this later on, his brother. And then you got two.
Then we got two.
And then you adopted them.
Yes.
But it was never your plan to even have one at first.
I mean, my plan was to get certified and just see what happens. And then I'm telling you, like, within weeks of our certification expiring, we got the call that they had a foster baby that they needed to come to the house.
And so then you're like, oh my goodness. And then they're like, hey, you want another?
Yeah. And then a couple weeks later, they're like, well, we got another one. Do you want it? Like, wow. Absolutely. Let's go.
Wow. That's just so much all at once.
That's pretty cool, man.
Now Eddie has four sons and it's been amazing.
Yes, it's amazing. I mean, exactly what she said is why we do it. I mean, it's a beautiful thing.
That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Happy Thanksgiving. There aren't a lot of Thanksgiving songs. And you know why? Because Christmas is right around the corner. And it's bigger.
Oh, so they don't even bother making Thanksgiving songs?
Yeah, it's
songs?
Like, what are you going to do? Play it for 2 days? Thanksgiving is not celebrated for 2 weeks like Christmas is. Mm. So, and what stinks is Thanksgiving is great. Yeah, it doesn't stink. But, you know, it's kind of the junior varsity of the two because they're so close. You know how you go watch the junior high game sometimes before the high school game?
Yeah, it's on Thursdays.
And sometimes you have to decide for just one holiday, you wait and you only do Christmas and not Thanksgiving. But if you get to do both, you do both. So it's really cool because it's a junior varsity holiday, but it's still a holiday. As you can tell, I didn't have a lot of holiday love when I was a kid.
Yeah, I'm trying to shake
it now.
I'm like, I love them both, but Christmas.
But if you had to pick one.
You're right, Christmas.
Christmas, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's varsity.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Amy, what is your favorite Thanksgiving side dish?
Oh, sweet potatoes, candied yams, whatever people call it, different things. But the chunky kind, not the mashed kind, and marshmallows on top.
Eddie just asked me recently about sweet potato pie.
Yeah, because I've gotten sweet potato pie when I thought I was getting pumpkin pie.
They're very similar anyway. Not totally the same, but sweet potato pie is sweet-ish. Yeah. Textures.
Still has sugar.
Semi.
Looks the same.
But you didn't like it?
No, I just got home and they're like, no, this is sweet potato pie. Like, we told you to get pumpkin pie.
You idiot. Yeah. They hit you.
Dummy.
Put you in the closet. Let's go over now and do the morning corny with Amy.
The morning corny.
What are turkeys thankful for on Thanksgiving?
What are turkeys thankful for on Thanksgiving?
Vegetarians.
That was the morning corny. The Bobby Bones Show.
Everybody roll. Yeah. Amy's notorious for having texts, emails, just the red dots at like 320, text messages like 280. Where I have no red dots on my phone. Like, we could not live our lives differently in that way.
Right, red dots don't bother me.
If I get an email from someone at work going, hey, can you give me details on this? And I know I don't have the information right then. It drives me crazy that one red dot is there. And I won't look at the email because I know it'll be gone and I'll forget about it. But I'll go home and immediately do it. You don't.
No.
You're like, we'll see what happens in March. Mm-hmm. Maybe you check on it.
I'm not that irresponsible, but I mean, it happens.
So tell Eddie what you did.
Well, so I cleared all my texts. I went through. I can't remember what
how
I
many?
Told y'all I had
give
the other
us,
day.
Give us an idea of how many.
It was over 130-something,
maybe. But texts, too, are weird because texts you need to get to.
Yeah.
Emails
not
you
all
get.
These.
But emails you get spam emails. It's like Gap's got a sale. I don't give a crap.
Right, a lot of those.
However, text is always people reaching out.
You don't get text spam? I do.
No,
occasionally.
Or I get like appointment verifications and then I know that
I've got
the appointment.
And that's why you click Y and you click yes for verification.
Right. So, or like there's a group text where maybe there's 15 people replying or something and then I never go back to it. So that I think that's how it adds up so quickly. And others I just genuinely do miss. It's unfortunate, but they just get so far down and then whoopsie. So I went through and I cleared every single one and I got it to zero. I had no red dot, only on my text.
Did you miss anything? Or you're like, oh, I wish I would have seen this text.
Yeah, there's a few people I replied to from a few months ago. And I was like, hey, I was like, so sorry. I didn't mean to miss this. Like, what's up? So followed up on some things. And then I saw the clean slate there over on my text, like no red. And yes, I felt accomplished in that moment that I took the time to do it. And a few minutes later, I felt, it's fine. Back to normal. It did nothing.
Do you
for
have
me.
Any now?
Yeah. It's already a little back red. But I did get it to zero, and I took a screenshot for proof.
Yeah.
And I think now I'm sitting at 3. Not bad.
But why can't you right now? Look at those 3 right now. Pull them up.
Oh, my God. gosh. Okay.
Let's see who these three are that Amy's ignored.
Yeah, let's see if any of them are spam.
Shoot, now it's at four.
Okay.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Okay, four would be a text that just came through.
Okay.
Not important.
Oh. They're
okay.
listening right
it
now.
It is important. I'll get to it later, though. Oh, my friend Jill and Heather from Saturday.
Okay.
But they were replying to something I already knew, and I could see the text. Same, same. They put, that's all they replied.
But how hard is it to just push it and make it go away?
My husband and somebody else on a group text. It's fine. And then also something notifying me that I paid my therapist.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. No, wait. I bet now. Hold on. Let me go check the one that just came in. And okay. Back to zero.
Thanks for that drum roll.
Well, I know. But so just, I mean, that's just how it shows me how we're so different, though, because I really don't care.
You know, I don't have a single dot. If it's an up, you need to update your phone. We'll do it at midnight tonight. I'm like, no, 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 please do it now. Please update the phone right now.
My computer does that, and I don't know how many times I've probably clicked what the drop down that's like, remind me tomorrow.
Gas tank on full, phone fully charged. If my phone's not fully charged, if it's at like 80 and there's a charger nearby, I'm plugging it into the charger. We just live our lives a different way. Mm-hmm. The way you live is just as good as
I know,
the way
literally, I live. Like, go out to the garage and my gas tank is on empty.
Yeah, right now?
Literally. Yeah. It's the light came on my way here and I was like, I'll make it.
I filled up my gas this morning and then got an extra gas can and filled it and it's in the back seat.
You would.
Yeah. Health officials are warning U.S. residents of a disorder that's affecting millions of people, cell phone addiction. Excessive phone use can result in hampered ability to think creatively, dread, anxiety, or irritability when the phone isn't available. I do not have a phone addiction.
Really?
You don't?
Is that right?
Are you sure?
You're looking at it right now.
I know, but if you were to take this, I like it.
When's the last time?
I love it. I want some more
yeah,
of it.
You're addicted.
But if you took it away from me.
Oh, you would kill me.
I would be.
She would kill me.
Yeah, like,
you'd be like, give me my phone right now.
I would be fine.
Okay, when is the last time you spent a number of hours away from your phone or intentionally put it away into a phone detox?
Yeah, without Caitlin taking it away.
Like nothing.
I don't know because it doesn't matter. It's probably happened many times and I just don't remember.
It's never happened.
I don't believe I have a phone addiction.
That's the problem with addiction.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah, denial is the first thing. It really is.
I love it. I use it. It's a tool for me. Much like I'm not addicted to the hammer.
What?
But if I needed it all the time, I would be hammering stuff like
stop.
When I used to roof houses,
yeah.
I was hammering away.
What? This analogy.
Stop with
a
dumb analogy. Hammer.
At all.
You guys think
from
you have,
a job you had
phone
when you were
addictions?
16.
No.
I'm able to put it away. Like there's been weekends where I just completely put it away.
It's not a big deal that if I don't have my phone for an hour, I start to itch, right?
The Bobby Bones Show.
Happy Thanksgiving. It's Tim McGraw, and one of my favorite things about Thanksgiving is certainly the food and certainly football, but the time that you get to spend together. And boy, my wife puts out a great spread for Thanksgiving. I mean, she makes the best cornbread dressing of anybody I've ever seen. And that's probably my favorite thing. It's the cornbread dressing with a lot of homemade cranberry juice and sauce in it. It's one of my favorites.
A happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Amy saw a street sign and she was just so ready to tell me about it this morning. Go ahead, tell everybody.
Yes. Okay. Hold on. I started looking up weird street names, so then I need to go see which one it is.
I can tell you what it is. It's Bonerwood.
Yeah, that's it.
There's
yeah.
a street near here called Bonerwood. Where do you live? Bonerwood Drive. But really, where do you live?
That's what I started to wonder about, people that have to give out that as an address if someone asks for it. And that's when I started Googling some other ones. So they were in my head. And I was like, these poor people like have to live on these streets. Did someone not think this through? Like, somebody approves that.
Well, so Scuba Steve, tell, because it's spelled B-O-N-E-R.
W-O-O-D.
There's some cities around the country that we're in, and that prefix, I think it's Bonerwood.
No, Bonerwood. But it looks like Boner.
I mean, Bonerwood's definitely funner, but it's definitely Bonerwood.
But it's spelled B-O-N-E-R, wood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe.
No one would say Bonerwood.
Well, the English language is all messed up. Like
no, it's not. Do not insult the English language.
I mean, I guess Scuba Steve's probably correct.
Nope.
Had to pass city council. That's cool.
There's Bonerwood Drive. Then right next to that is Bonerwood Court.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where they have all the legal proceedings.
But he said it could be Bonner, but like that's B-O-N-N-E-R.
Correct.
Bonner. This is not. And this is 6 miles away from us. Some poor people have to hand that out. You know, someone's like, oh, can I get your address real quick?
What we do is we send Lunchbox out to find somebody who lives there and be like, hey, what's the name of this street?
And then after they say the name, does he start laughing? Like
hysterically, where he can't even breathe. He falls down on the ground.
Say it again.
I knew it. He calls his friend up on the phone. Okay, we will find it. I agree with you. I think it's Bonerwood.
No, yeah.
And okay. I also think it's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. It is. And yes, we're 12, but also I need to know why it got approved.
There's a cleaning fairy that went into the wrong New Jersey house. The guy did a TikTok on it, and it explained exactly what happened here.
So I go there today. He tells me that there's a key under the mat. Simple enough. Get the key, go into the apartment, clean the entire apartment. So he calls me, and he's like, yo, where are you? And I was like, I'm in your living room waiting for you to walk in. I'm playing with your cat. He goes, man, I don't have a cat. What? So comes to find out that I cleaned the wrong apartment and broke in and cleaned somebody's random apartment. You're welcome.
Oh, I'm no. Funny.
I looked up where it was, 69 Bonerwood Drive. Is where I did that. The movie that Amy's in, HBO Max, if you guys have that streaming service, it's called Holiday Harmony. Mike reviewed the movie, said it's pretty good, but he said Amy's job was, she did a good job in the movie.
Yeah.
And it's like 20 minutes left in the movie.
But that's when my big bathroom scene is.
Yeah, that sounds dirty. That makes me gross.
I like that.
Do you come out at all before the bathroom scene, though?
Yes, I do some things on stage, and then I have a thing side stage where I'm introducing myself to her.
Well, she has a Rotten Tomatoes page now. Big
what?
Day. Big day. She's on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's huge.
Wow, real actress in here.
Okay, yes.
Stop.
I am on Rotten Tomatoes now, except for it's not a photo. It just says Amy Brown, and it's a picture of a tomato. So how do you get your photo added?
I have no idea.
Because I'm part of the cast. Mm-hmm. Like, you're on there, and you have a photo. It's a really good photo, too.
I didn't load it up there.
So how do you load it?
Yeah, who loads it?
I don't know. I guess you just get so popular, somebody loads it for you. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know why mine's up there. Is it a good one?
Yeah, it's good.
Well, Holiday Harmony's out, starring Amy Brown, who is a tomato.
That's right.
And Sissany has a tomato as well from our other Ohio station. Oh, man. Mike, you can figure that out, right?
Yeah.
Mike will get a picture up there of you.
Okay.
That's really cool, though.
Lunchbox, I saw your head go down on your computer, and you said that's stupid.
Oh.
Yeah, I looked it up. I can't find her.
No.
You said it's stupid. She had a Rotten Tomatoes page.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
But she has a speaking part in a movie.
Yeah, I'm a supporting role.
My picture's not a great one. It's just from some red carpet picture.
It's not bad, though.
It's not a great one.
What is your movie called?
Throwing up pictures.
Hers is called Holiday Harmony.
Thank you.
How did you not know that? We've talked about it 100 times.
Listen, I don't know. I can't remember that stupid name.
Amy interviewed a girl from the movie, and what did she say about you? That you were natural?
So Annalise, I know Brooke Shields is in it, so she's one of the most well-known, but the main character is actually Annalise Shapiro. She plays Gail, and I interviewed her, and that's my bathroom scene, and she cries in the bathroom, and I was asking her how difficult it is to make yourself cry as an actress, but she said that I was so authentic that I made it easy. That I made it easy for her.
Do you want to hear the clip, Lunchbox?
Yes.
Go ahead.
But Amy, our scene is so important in the film because you're the one who tells me, you know, you got to follow your own voice. So women, we have to support each other. And so I knew how important that scene was. And you delivered it so authentically that it did move me. And it moved Gail as well. You're great. Like, it was you.
What do you think?
She's just feeding you a bunch of fluff. She's full of crap.
You haven't seen it, though. Are we going to get your review when we come back from break?
I mean, well, I'll try to watch it. I mean, I'll try to find it. What channel is it on?
HBO Max.
Channel 2.
Okay. Oh, man, I thought you were on one of those Hallmark channels still, see?
What? How did you not know? We talked about it 100 times. Are you jealous?
No, I just don't pay attention. I tune it out because I'm like, this is such a joke.
Yeah, you still watch soccer?
No, I was told I can't watch soccer, so I don't do that. Okay. But the fact that you are on here on IMDb and your credit is unknown.
So she has an IMDb page and a Rotten Tomatoes page? Wow, bigger. She's getting
bigger.
Wow.
So we just need to get these updates.
Sorry.
Big star. Next
That's
thing up.
That's awesome, Amy.
Sorry. Amy, congratulations. Lunchbox, when is your movie coming out?
Soon.
Soon. Okay. We have a caller on hold that is wanted to ask us about proposing and if he should do it right now because apparently it's a pretty uncomfortable time. I don't really know what's happening, but a caller needs to talk to us immediately, it says. Because he needs to know if he needs to propose right now.
Okay.
So we will do that next. We'll go right to it. That's next.
The Bobby Bones Show. Woo!
Happy Thanksgiving. It's Morgan Wallen. I love my mamaw's cooking on Thanksgiving, and we do it every year over in Sneedville, Tennessee, especially that sweet corn.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
Hi, this is Brian in Texas who's on the phone. Hey, Brian, what's going on with you?
Me and my girlfriend will be together for 2 years on Saturday. But now she says our relationship's not going anywhere and she wants to move out, or she's moving out right now as we speak, because she says I'm not ready to get married or anything, but I'm holding her engagement ring in my hand. I was just going to ask her to marry me on Saturday instead of, I don't even know if I want to ask her to marry me anymore now.
Ooh,
that's
a tough one. I'm surprised she started moving with the ultimatum, not ultimatum first and then the move.
I think it's probably come up.
Okay, let me ask him. Hey, Brian, has she told you before, hey, poop or get off the pot?
No.
Okay.
Interesting.
Maybe she doesn't
know. No, she knows. I've been married before, and it didn't end well, and I'm not in any hurry to get married again, and she knows that.
So, in your mind, did you already want to propose to her? This is my question. Are you rushing the proposal because of what she's doing, or were you planning to do it anyway?
I was planning on asking her on Saturday on our anniversary.
And right now, she's already moving her crap.
She's packing her car right now as we speak.
Because either way, if he does wait and do it or he doesn't now, she's going to think he's only doing it because she's moving out.
But isn't that kind of why she's doing it right now?
Can we get her on the phone?
Yeah, I feel like two sides to every story.
Brian, is she able to be spoken with?
Not really. She's not speaking anything right now.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay. Yeah, man,
my favorite
rough.
Part of this call so far, he goes, hey, my first marriage didn't work out. We're like, yeah, we didn't think so. You're here talking about marrying somebody else here. He said it didn't end so good. Most don't end that good. No. If they end. Here's what I would say. You want to marry her. I hate that she jumped you by 2 days. But don't let her move all the way out. Stop her and say, hey, look, I already have the ring. It's the least romantic way to do this. But right now, You're just executing the plan in a different way. Hey, look, I'm sorry. I don't want you to move out. I obviously love you. Here's the ring I already had. I wanted to do it on Saturday. I do want to spend my life with you. I hate that it's got to this point. Do we need to talk about this?
Yes. Yes.
But I think you have to go to her, right? You already have the ring. Mm-hmm. It's different if you're reacting and you don't have the ring.
Yeah, and can you show that you bought the ring like a while ago?
It's
like,
is in his pocket right now, I think.
I know, but like, is there some receipt that shows it wasn't a reactionary thing? Like he already had planned to do this on their anniversary.
But if he already has the ring, don't you think that's a receipt?
Yeah, no, I want her to see a date. Like my thing as a woman, if I'm doing that, then I'm like, oh, now he's only doing this. He really, it would mean more to me if he could show me that he had already had this planned out before I gave the ultimatum. You know what I'm talking about?
I heard you, but I feel like that receipt is actually having that ring, that heart.
Yeah, but how do you know when he bought it?
When'd you buy the rings, Brian? Amy and I are fighting here about this. Yeah. I need you to solve our fight.
January.
Okay, see? That would be helpful.
Do you have a receipt, Brian?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Bust out the receipt. Show her. I've been planning on this. This is what I was going to do for our anniversary. And now look at what you've done.
Oh, that's the best. A shame proposal.
Don't do that. I
wouldn't be too good for that.
Actually, it's a great way to start a marriage, guys.
I was demonstrating what not to do.
This is what I would do. I would stop her because she's probably, cleaned out the pantry by now. Just when you've been talking to us.
Do it right now, live.
I would stop her and go, hey, look, I don't want you to move out. I love you. Mm-hmm. I wanted to propose to you on Saturday and then get down on the knee and propose. And then she's going to be like, well, you probably only got the ring. And be like, bam, here's the receipt from January. I've always wanted to. I think if you let her go now, you're just going to let your pride get in the way and you're going to lose it all.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let your pride get in the way. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be an awkward proposal, but you got to go.
It'll be a good story one day. You know?
Well, like, thank you.
Will it?
How'd you guys get engaged? Well.
Oh, called radio show. Brian, you got to go get her, man. You got to go get her and propose before she gets all her stuff packed into the car.
But I don't want to gloss over the fact that at the beginning he said he doesn't know if he now wants to propose anymore.
He does. Okay. His pride's hurt.
So he's just saying, yeah. Okay.
He doesn't want to be challenged.
Okay.
All right, Brian, if you don't mind, call us and let us know after it happens what happened. All right, everybody feel good?
Yeah, I mean, kind of.
Well, hey, we'll see.
I don't feel great about that, gotta say.
Yeah, no, I won one of the most satisfying calls and solutions. So I read about this pill. They're testing it right now. I just wonder if I gave you this pill and put it in my hand and said, here's what it does. You take it. Would you take it? That's the question I'm asking you. It's very Matrix-y.
Mm-hmm.
But Matrix is red pill or blue pill. This is one pill. And they're saying, hey, this is what it does. Would you take the pill? I'll tell you what the pill is all about in the next segment.
The Bobby Bones Show. Woo!
Happy Thanksgiving. It's Amy Grant. Everybody enjoy time with their families and friends. Make space at your table. We got a lot to be thankful for.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter The Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Are you more excited or freaked out that the U.S. military is testing an anti-aging pill?
Oh, I'm not freaked out.
That's like some Captain America stuff right there. That'd be awesome. Mm-hmm. The U.S. military is reportedly ready to test an anti-aging pill. It is being referred to as a human performance small molecule. If it works, it is going to improve areas like endurance, recovery time after an injury, also response time. Because this is the professional athletes will get this secretly.
Oh, yeah.
We have to start testing for this.
Mm-hmm.
I would take it. Because here's the thing. Military wants soldiers to be able to stay alert, right? And be able to be better soldiers.
Yeah, that's still a little bit scary.
Let's go. Give me one right now. I'll take it through any of my holes. Come on.
Because, yeah, what are the side effects?
Oh, it's like, probably all.
Yeah.
You grow like a third arm. When you're 60, a third arm appears.
No way this is good for you.
Right.
The war against aging is being fought as we speak in the United States military, which is ready to test a new anti-aging pill. The reported benefits, again, all that stuff. Response time, even.
Mm.
Ooh.
Do you look younger?
I don't know. I'd like that to happen.
That'd be cool.
Although I just haven't been that focused on, like, I don't do anything to my skin. Mm-hmm. I probably should. I don't even
exfoliate.
He means like wash his face.
I don't even wash my face, Eddie.
Yeah.
You know what I do? I put it under the water.
Uh-huh. In the shower. That's it.
Your shampoo is your face wash?
Yes, I was about to say that. The soap, whatever soap I have on my hand when I remember to wash my face, that's what I wash my face with. And Caitlin's like, aren't you worried about your face? I was like, my skin? Not really. You know, my forehead getting some wrinkles. Okay. I'm supposed to. That's what happens when you get older.
That's right.
The only thing about me that I guess is staying sort of young, just like hoodies.
Your style.
Yeah, like sometimes I just wear comfortable clothes, and sometimes those comfortable clothes happen to look like Justin Bieber when he was 13. But if the U.S. military said we're testing out a pill, would you like to have some? Amy, would you take it?
I mean, I guess I want to see what other people deal with. I'm not totally opposed to it. I just worry about these soldiers. And then, like, sure, it's healing them physically quickly, but then what about emotionally?
What if it helps them emotionally? We never know until we take it.
Yeah.
That just seems like some Captain America stuff
right
there.
It does, for sure.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
It's Thanksgiving Day. I hope everybody's having a good one. I hope you're full. I hope maybe you're about to be full, whatever the case. Now that it's Thanksgiving, it's Christmas. Yeah, think about that. Now that it's Thanksgiving, it's also Christmas. Make sense?
I like that.
Yeah. It's not really, but at like 12:01 today, then you lean in, you're closer to Christmas.
Yeah.
If you're rounding up, it's Christmas time.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Utah. A guy and a girl talking about love, moving in together. She's like, yeah, I'll move into your place. And he's like, uh-oh, I don't know if I want her to move into my place. So he burned down his own house.
You know, that'll do it. If there's no place, you can't move into the place.
I mean, that's true.
It's that meme where the guy's pointing at his head, like, I got an idea. If there's no place, you can't share a place. I get it.
He panicked, huh? He's like, oh, crap, she's moving in. What do I do?
He said, I know exactly how the fire started. I started it because things were getting a little too serious with my girlfriend.
I started the fire. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, everybody. Want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. I'm Kathy Lee Gifford. This is the only day out of the entire year I cook, so I got to go. Love you. Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving from the Bobby Bones Show.
I know everybody's headed out. If you're traveling, if you're flying, get to the airport early. Be safe. Wash your hands after you go through the little detector. You know, also be nice to people. Amy was telling me a story about being at the airport.
Yeah, and I happened to be sitting where a TSA meeting was going down, and it was tons of people gathered around their manager, and I think they were having their little team meeting for the day. And I just felt so bad because the manager had to make a point to remind everybody, like, hey, some travelers are going to be awful to you today, but don't let them get to you. Just treat them with kindness. Do your job. You know they're going to be nasty, rude, mean. Wow. That is not your problem. Like, it just, I just felt bad that that had to be part of their team meeting, was how to, like, stay calm. Don't let them get under your skin. Just do your job because of nasty travelers. And it's so true. They probably have to deal with some of the rudest people. But I love the way that they handled it. And they were all like, yeah, we got you. Like, we're good. And the manager even said, you never know why they're traveling, what they're going through. They might be going, like, maybe somebody passed away. There might be something hard going on in their life. So just treat them with kindness and grace.
Sounds like a good leader.
Yeah.
And also, I'd like to say that to you guys about Facebook. Hey, you never know what those people are doing over there, what they're going through.
Yeah.
Just because they're awful doesn't mean you're awful.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll try.
Hope everybody has an awesome Thanksgiving. Have a great holiday. I'll be honest with you, we ain't back till Monday. So don't worry about us. We'll be eating turkey, doing our thing. We'll see you Monday morning on the Bobby Bones Show. Bye, everybody. Get your bones on Bobby
Bones Show. What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.